Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. It's the 15th day of December, I think. I'd like to verify that. I don't know. I'm starting to doubt whether it's really mid-December. The atmosphere is very moody today. And by the way, I am not in any way picking on Edina. I've been to Edina. I have friends in Edina. I like Edina. It's not just Edina wrestling with multiple issues. It's not only carjackings. Crime in general expanding into the metro, a lot of people, you know, when I do go out and I chat with people, there's a lot of concern, even in the suburbs and greater Minnesota, about crime. Jim Hovland, I appreciate you joining us, the mayor of Edina. Welcome. Good morning.
Paul, good morning. It's nice to hear your voice. We haven't seen you in Edina for a couple of years. And when you were talking earlier about the weather and this unusual sort of December we're having, it made me think of how you used to make your living from a primary basis and the intrigue you probably got around this whole climate change thing.
Well, yeah, there are fewer deniers. They're still out there and they're vocal. And but I, you know, I just don't have time for that. I mean, today, another symptom, another fingerprint of what's going on. I think we would have had natural variability that would have produced severe weather anyway, but a warmer climate is turning up the dial and making the extremes more extreme. And I know there's extreme anxiety about COVID and also crime. You had a community leading a meeting last night. Tell us about that, and what are you doing proactively to try to lower the threat in your community, Jim?
Sure. Thank you, Paul. We did have, I would say it was an incredible meeting last night, and what we thought might be a community meeting or even a neighborhood meeting, that country club neighborhood close to Minneapolis has been one of the hotspots for some of this criminal activity involving these mobile criminals that are coming and looking at stealing cars, doing burglaries in cars. It turned into, I would say, kind of a metro-wide discussion. There were a number of people there from Minneapolis, from as far away as Plymouth, people that had been victims of this type of crime, just needed a place to express their voice, and they found it last night in Edina, where we had, I think, standing room only at Edina Country Club, which was gracious enough to offer us some space, because there were over 300 people there. What we're doing, and our chief mentioned last night some new things we're going to be doing from a technological standpoint, and I think we've got to leverage some of the technology that's out there. But there's one piece of new technology that allows us to coordinate with homeowners that have cameras or front door camera technology on their doorbells to be able to coordinate that with City Hall. We've beefed up our police presence. We've got people working overtime. We've brought in our auxiliary people to back up our regular folks in doing administrative work, so we've freed up more officers for the street. And this is going to require both an offensive strategy and a defensive strategy. So we're telling homeowners, you know, make sure you got that side door to your garage locked. Make sure your garage door is down. Make sure your cars are in the garage if possible. If that's not possible and you've got some cars outside, don't leave those garage door openers in the car. The vehicles we've had stolen in Edina so far, the folks have been trusting. It's like the old days when probably you and I grew up.
Yep.
People think they can leave their keys in their car and leave their house door open. It's just not the case anymore, sadly. And so every car we've had stolen in Edina, the keys are in the car. So we're telling people you got to play defense here. We got to make sure that we're watching out for each other and you watch out for yourself and your family by being careful. There was a woman there from Minneapolis last night that had been the victim of a forced entry into her home, and they had followed her home from the grocery store. So that's another thing. You know, we tell people be mindful of your surroundings. Well, that means be vigilant about when you go to the grocery store and you're heading home. Pay attention to who might be behind you, or cars that follow you, track you all the way home. I think that might be something good for people to be thinking about. From a offensive standpoint, we think this is now a collaborative sort of effort. Friday, we're going to have a meeting of suburban mayors because this problem has been something that's been experienced throughout the metro. And I've been getting calls from mayors in the East Metro, the North Metro. They all want to be part of this collaborative effort to tamp down this crime spree. So Friday, we're going to have a meeting out in Eden Prairie, hosted by the mayor of Eden Prairie and his chief and his city manager. Plymouth will be there, Minnetonka, Eden Prairie, St. Louis Park, Edina, Bloomington, to talk about common communication or enhanced, I would say, communication efforts that we can make. And then some strategies and tactics that we can employ that I don't know what they'll be yet, but I'm sure they'll come up with some good ideas about how to be able to coordinate quickly with these criminals moving from city to city, with being able to avoid chases from police departments because they're worried about, of course, about other innocent people getting hurt or killed in the process of chasing a stolen vehicle.
Mayor Hovland,
we're doing.
I appreciate the update, and we're running out of time, but the old adage, if you see something, say something. Community watch, eyes on the ground. We're not in the habit of spying on our neighbors, but, people need to be, you talked about it, situational awareness, whether you're in your vehicle and you think you're being followed. But even at home, if you see some people that maybe shouldn't be there acting suspiciously, what should people do? I don't want to overload 911, but what should people do if they see something that just seems out of sync?
Paul, you're right on the mark. I think we'll take those calls at 911. We want people to trust their gut. If something seems unusual or strange in your neighborhood, call us. Call your local police department. Call 911. We want to be able to check these things out. It may turn out to be a benign sort of situation, but if there's criminal activity afoot, the quicker we can get our police forces there, the better.
Yeah, absolutely. We can all agree on that. Edina Mayor Jim Hovland, you be safe and happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Jim.
Thanks, Paul. It's going to take a metro on this one, I think, and we're going to all have to work together.
Absolutely.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.